My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to make an old adventure new again. Even if you are doing something you have done many times before, you can make it slightly different if you try, and hence, make it more memorable. Longtime listeners know that one of my favorite time management rules is to have one big adventure and one little adventure each week. A big adventure could take 3 to 4 hours, so think half a weekend day. And a little adventure could be an hour or less, as long as it is something out of the ordinary. Routines are great, but too much sameness means that time seems to disappear. Two adventures a week won't exhaust or bankrupt anyone, but they can change the experience of time. Anyway, when I suggest this rule to people, people sometimes note that there aren't that many new places to try in their communities. Even if you draw a radius of an hour or so around your home, after a while you may have tried most of the major destinations. But even so, you can make an old adventure new again by doing things a little bit differently. First, if you are trying to revive an old adventure, can you take someone else with you? A museum is different with a companion who might like different things than you do, and who has a different perspective they bring to the experience. If you are a regular at the aquarium or the children's museum, asking another family to join you will have your kids and you interacting with the exhibits in a different way. Second, check the calendars and get tickets for new exhibits or events. The zoo is a different experience during, let's say, a food truck festival than it would be otherwise. Most museums have special exhibits that change over every few months. Or they might host performers whose shows will definitely make a repeat visit into a new adventure. You can even challenge yourself to see something differently. Many of us have our usual routes through our usual places. But if you go to the left rather than to the right in a museum, you will see different things. You might give yourself a challenge of sorts, like taking 20 pictures of depictions of flowers, or deciding to watch a single animal exhibit at the zoo for longer than you usually would. If you visit someplace during different seasons, you can experience it differently. Sledding in your favorite park in winter, but having a picnic there in summer. The point of this rule to have one big adventure and one little adventure each week is to encourage people to spend leisure time mindfully. Often, we think we spend all our time at work because work is structured and mindful. We plan out our time. We have intentions. Leisure time tends to be more amorphous, and so it can feel like it isn't really happening. Planned adventures let us anticipate our fun and be more aware during our fun, so the time feels more expansive. Plus, We create memories, which let us hold on to the time far longer. It doesn't disappear into the wash of the past. So if you are going somewhere that you have gone before, see if you can turn it into a new adventure by doing something a little bit different. You might be surprised how surprising the experience can be. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.